97.3 FM CFMH, the best spot in St. John and surrounding areas.
Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday. This is Abigail Smith with Broadcast. I've got a really great show lined up for you guys today. I hope you're not all too humid out there in this kind of sticky gray day. I am really over-caffeinated as usual, so this should be a really interesting hour. I had a really great interview when I was at Shifty Bits with the band Tawanda, based out of Montreal. I'm going to be playing that for you later. And I'm going to start things off with Fist City because I'm obsessed with them and they're all I listen to now. There's some interesting things going on in St. John coming up here soon as well. There is Queer, the new queer zine in out of St. John, spelled K-W-I-R, has an open call for submissions. It is a gender non-conforming queer zine open to all sexual and gender minorities, and it is open for submissions if anyone wants to contribute. And you can send it to queersubmissions@gmail.com. So that's kwirsubmissions@gmail.com. And they accept writing, artwork, drawings, comic strips, photography. Stephanie Tierney, who's running that, is really, really amazing. And she did a little teaser for Queer at the Sabby Fest Zine Fair, which was really great. And I think it got a lot of attention. And I'm really excited to see the first issue. And those are due by September 18th. And they are on Facebook, so you can check it out. And to plug myself a little bit, on the 31st, I'm going to be taking my radio hat off and hosting the second installment of Stuck, the speaker series. And that is going to be on the 31st of August. That's a Monday at 7:00, and it'll be in the courtyard behind the Churchill's Steakhouse. And there will be lots of signage to get people there because it's a little hidden out of the way spot. I shouldn't talk about that too much. I should talk more about FemCon. Although it does kind of, Sadie Donahue will be speaking, who is the musician from the local band Nun. So it does kind of fit. It does fit my subject today. I'm going to move right along to some music. I'm going to play you Fist City. I'll probably play a couple other songs. You're listening to Abigail Smith, and this is a broadcast.
Thank you.
We were just listening to Faith Healer with Fools Rush In, and I really like them. They're based out of Edmonton. They're on Mint Records. I'm going to play another one of their songs, Cosmic Troubles. And before that, we were listening to Human Music and their song Jazz Kids, which is super fun. And before that, it was Fist City with their little intro and their song Bad Trip. You are listening to Broadcast with Abigail Smith on 107.3 FM. We are, as usual, doing 100% FemCon today. And a little later in the show, we're going to play an interview that I did with Tawanda. The interview took place in a really crowded bar during Shifty Bits right after they played. So they were all sweaty and all jazzed up from being on stage, and it was really fun. And during the interview, you can kind of hear it. There was three men that came to sit down with us, and it was really, they're all strangers. It was really funny because... Tawanda consists of three women, and they all have some ties to the East Coast, and they were in these amazing stage outfits. Like, they have a really great, they have really showmanship aspects to their performance, and kind of like Karen O type stuff. And these men just kept coming over and wanting to talk to them. It was incredible. It never happens to me, but they just were so, it was, and they were so great because they were just like, no, go away. So you can hear that, it comes up a couple times in the interview, men coming over to interrupt us, except the last guy that came over was actually pretty polite, which was nice, but the guy in the middle, you'll hear, he was kind of a jerk about it anyway. And it was a really fun time talking to them, so the interview is a little lengthy, but I think you guys will like it because I have some really great meditations on what it means to be a female musician. So I'm going to keep moving along with Faith Healer. I'm sure you guys are all really happy that I'm shying away from the more teenage punk stuff today. I'm feeling like in a little bit of a softer mood, so I'm going to stick with Faith Healer. I'm going to play Cosmic Troubles.
My instinct because of cosmic troubles. We weren't made to make it to the end, but in the meantime my time stands over water, and I exist infinite with my friends. I was if it were not for you.
We were just listening to the very spooky Cri de Chat with their song Danse Sauvage. I swear I don't just put on 7-minute songs so I can, like, go get something to drink or go to the washroom. It's a really good song. And it's really refreshing to me to listen to some French bands because they're from Quebec. I have a kind of a limited scope in that way, so it's nice to expand my horizons a little bit and to maybe occasionally go to the washroom. I'm on the air because I don't really take this seriously. I'm just kidding. You guys know that I love you all. I'm going to post this on my Facebook page. This is a really great article in Guts Magazine. An open letter it's by Megan Norbert, and it's an open letter to my fellow sexual violence survivors. It's a really great piece. Maybe for some difficult to read. She does a really amazing job of making that connection with other survivors, pinpointing how isolating it can be to go through that experience. She's a really incredible writer, and Guts Magazine is amazing, and I read it every day ad nauseum. I'm going to move along before Cri de Chat, we were listening to Crystal Eyes, which I didn't tell you guys, The Future, which is a really good song. I wanted to make things a little bit darker because Tawanda is definitely not like Faith Healer, because they are a little grittier. And I'm going to play one of their songs first. A lot of their tracks have naughty words on them, so I'm limited at 2 o'clock in the afternoon of what ones I can play for you, but that's okay, because you should still check them out. And then we're going to listen to my somewhat lengthy interview with them where I gush over them and generally embarrass myself, and they're all very cool and very eloquent and dressed in these amazing dresses with war paint on, and I was wearing a Colt 45 t-shirt, but that's fine. So I'm going to throw on Don't Let It Dress You Down, and then we can listen to the awesome chat that I had with them at Shifty Bits Cult Festival, Shifty Bits Circus in Fredericton, that happened a couple weeks ago.
Hi, my name's Rosie Gripton, and I play the guitar and sing in Tawanda.
I'm Rose Connell, and I play drums and sing sometimes.
And Claire sings sometimes, too.
She does sing
sometimes. So, you guys were in St. John last night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd it go?
It was really fun. I'd never been to St. John in my life.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun to play St. John. We're from the East Coast. Well, we all have ties to the East Coast. Me and Rose are from the East Coast originally, but we all met we all went to Mount A, and so are kind of part of like a Sackville expat community in Montreal.
Yeah.
Where we've been based for the past 3 years for me, a couple more.
Yeah.
but as a band based in its entirety. So it's really fun to make it out and just like
go to cities where like a lot of our old friends live and like meet up with them and like while we're
sleep on couches.
And also maybe be the band that I never saw when I was out east.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you about, because it's like, this is, you guys definitely feel like, not to gush, but like, you guys definitely feel like the band that I wanted and never knew that I wanted. You know what I mean? Like, your guys' presence on stage is really, like, feeds something that I feel like I always wanted as a woman going to, like, punk shows. Mm. So, yeah. It's pretty cool. And like, how do you like develop that? Is that like where you like get it from? Like what you're thinking about, or you're just making music you want to hear? I'm sure.
Yeah, making music that I would like to hear, and like I'm a pretty like. I'm solidly like a feminist killjoy, and so I think whatever projects like I'll do, I'll bring that kind of like energy to. I mean, it just sort of happened that we ended up all being of the feminine persuasion. That's a big, like, it's a big, like, inspiration for songwriting, like, at least lyrically for me. And, but also just, like, I mean, aside from, like, Tawanda's a feminist project, it's also just about, like, picking from, like, in terms of songwriting, just, like, picking from my favorite era and, like, eras and parts of rock and roll and just, like, throwing it into, like, a blender and seeing what comes out.
It's like a Frankensteinian type of sound.
Totally,
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And, like, going to lots of shows and kind of feeling, what would I do if I had the opportunity to go up and, like, do your thing.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe not seeing that, exactly what that is, and then feeling, having the kind of space and opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And it reaches other people who want to do the same thing.
Yeah, awesome. Definitely. Well, I think that, like, I mean, and my thing was always with interviewing, like, female bands, I never want to be, like, what's it like to be a female musician? Because that question kind of drives me nuts. Like, I don't know, I've never been a male musician, so it's just my experience. But it's, like, it is the reality of, like, if your presence is in music, then other women will be like, oh, this is something I can do, like, after all. So.
Yeah. And I think especially it's really I don't shy away from talking about it, and especially because now I just generally think of myself as like, okay, I'm an underground rock musician, but in terms of origins and like getting that like first piece of confidence, I think that is like a challenge and stuff for like when it is a space that's just dominated by like a social group that's not you, whether it like has to do with race or gender, I don't know. I feel comfortable with those questions, and I totally respect if, like, people who are, like, gender nonconforming or women don't really feel comfortable. But for me, like, I feel comfortable speaking honestly about it.
That's great. Sort of Well, it's definitely, like, it's, like, something I feel like you're not supposed to talk about. You're just supposed to be a woman going to shows and, like, being, like, grateful for, like, being at them, but not, like... Yeah. When I got this job at the station, I suddenly realized, like, I've been in this lull of only listening to dudes, and it was, like, that's a huge problem, like, for whatever reason,
That's something that I think of, like, that you've said to me before, like, when we've been booked with, like, questionable bands of questionable politics, and we sort of just go for it, and you've said to me before, like, it's probably good that they hear us or see us, like, it probably will have some sort of effect that is positive rather than, it's better that we're out there than, like, and it's definitely, Tawanda is the thing in my, it's weird, I've realized over this week we've been touring, it's the thing in my life that I feel, like, the most confident about, which is, like, super odd, because I'm still, like, I'm the newest member, pretty, like, awkward on stage still, but, like, I feel, like, the most strongly about this and believe in this the most of, like, the things that I'm doing.
Interview.
Oh.
You're in trouble.
It was kind of sarcastic. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all right. You can't smoke on the deck, though. Trouble. Didn't realize you guys are celebrities.
Yeah. I feel confident.
Yeah.
We're
confidence that that guy was annoying.
The only other thing I really want to ask you guys is, like, being musicians, what are the shows that you're excited about seeing this summer?
Okay.
When you get to be, like, off the clock.
Well, we live in Montreal, and there are things that are really challenging about being in such a huge music scene, but one thing that is really great is, like, the diversity and just sheer abundance of, like, musicians that you can see, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. We can start over here. Is there someone in particular?
Oh, yeah. Well, there is. Like, I get most excited... Maybe it's because, like, I'm a little bit of a homebody, and I don't go out too much... But I get excited for the shows we're playing with, like, people I'm excited about.
Yeah.
And we're playing with Hagface.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super excited
yeah.
about.
That's awesome.
They have played with Hagface before, but it was the show before I had joined the band, but I didn't yet know how to play my instrument. So, I got to watch them and Hagface, and I was like, what the crap am I doing here? But I'm excited for that, and I'm super excited for Sheer Magna, because I didn't know that they're... singer, this is gonna come out really wrong, but she's like a chubby woman, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
because I'm also a chubby woman who plays music. I've had a gin and tonic, so that's why and I always feel weird being like, you're chubby and I'm chubby, and it's awesome.
But it's true, and it fits into the whole, like, just like people are really excited right now, but like, just like they don't want to see like some like skinny dude.
Yeah, right.
Or like maybe they do want to see skinny dude, but he has to be
skinny dude.
I'm a big fan of skinny dudes, but like that's not all I want to see on stage. It gets pretty boring after a while.
Really boring.
And I think people are really hungry for like a diversity, whether it's like sexuality, like body type, and just because it's like, what can they bring, like even if it's like lyrically to the table that's different, and like what kind of like different energy can this have if it's just like not.
Yeah.
This cliche of like a rock star.
And you're going to have a different perspective if you're a different type of person. Like it's going to manifest on stage like somehow. So
yeah. Oh, definitely. That's like, and every scene needs like newness so it doesn't get stale. And that's what everyone right now I feel is like really starved for.
Well, especially rock music too.
Yeah.
There's you know, people are always like announcing like the death of rock and roll, and like I think there actually are some things that like rock music can learn from pop music culture that would have some interesting
I agree. I think that like rock and roll in 2015 is not like, it's not edgy, it's not like solving problems, it's not like
like mainstream,
it's just like boring dad rock, like it's not
any case.
So like where we go, I think for like inspiration now is punk music, like post punk music and rap.
I mean, there's only so much like skinny dudes screaming about their feelings that you take, and I feel like we've had enough of it already.
Even my skinny dude friends, I'm like, I hate your music. Like, it's so boring that you're like writing another song about your ex-girlfriend.
I know, it's weird because I'm
take up painting.
No, don't. I do that too.
They dominate that.
They dominate that too. They dominate everything. So they cool it.
Chill.
Yeah. Like, get an office job.
Work for a startup. Data entry.
But really, everyone is welcome to skinny dudes and all.
Yes, of course. I mean, I don't. Yeah, we're not banning them from music.
I feel like the same with the comments. This is the area in my life where I take like the strongest stances. Like, I just feel really bored by bands that are all male, and I'm okay with saying that. Like, I don't care if I alienate people. I like stopped reading male authors for a long time, and I stopped trying to like learn about male artists, and I'm really all right with that because it makes me feel better about what I do.
And because that's the default. Like, that's
it's like the canon, and I get super bored when I'm just watching a bunch of dudes screaming. Like, I don't care.
Right.
I really don't care.
I know what you mean. When I suddenly decided to start considering my intake, my media intake, it was like I felt like happier. It was like, oh shit, like I'm actually absorbing things that are like relevant to me, and I never even knew that upset me until I understood. So yeah, like I have a show that I play like 100% SEMCON, and so just like that has been like mind blowing to me. But even my like skinny dude friends, when I like go to their houses, they're like, oh, you're gonna play your radio show shit. It's like, yeah,
I am. I play in this house. I mean, I still do listen to dudes, but it's not as engaging for me.
Right.
Of who I am.
Oh, yeah, no, I think that makes total sense.
Dude. How many times can I say
dude?
Yeah.
The word of the day.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess, are we on the topic of things we're looking for?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah, we're excited about the Cheer Mag show, which we're opening. We're opening for them.
Yeah.
As well as, like, just to, again, shout out to the Babe Hagface. We're playing with Hagface, Kappa Chow, and Babysitter. So, yeah, that'll be for the Babysitter, like, album release, and that's really exciting. And I guess, like, there's always big acts coming through Montreal, but I guess I would, like, shout out to that also because it's really fun to see a band in our league, like, and us, like, together, like, pull off a really fun evening with our, like, 20-watt amps or, like, culture amps, and people get excited about it, and, like, that's what I'm, like, most excited about.
That's awesome.
As well, like, people that we play music with.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you looking forward to?
Well, we have like a few shows booked like in Montreal, like coming up in the rest of the summer, and I'm excited about those. And I'm excited about as soon as we get back. I play bass in another band, Deadbeat Poet Society, and we're playing with the band No Negative and Radioactivity, and I think another band. But anyway, I'm excited for that show. And yeah, like basically, like there's so much music all the time, and it's like we jam like a couple nights a week and have shows. So like I get out to like my friends' shows, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
Like and there's like yeah there's so much kind of yeah. So
I also like I want to like briefly gush because I play like Coming of Age on my show like every week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm I put you guys in my playbox. I really
love
the Injection. It's like a really good album.
Cool.
I also when I get like a little too drunk, I start just when I meet bands, I'm just like, oh, I love your sound so much. Instead of being like hard hitting journalist questions. So yeah, but I'm still pretty sober, so I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole. But yeah, you guys have a great sound. Yeah, and I guess it's funny, like, especially, like, you guys all have the East Coast connection. Just to wrap this up, I'm not going to take up too long of your time. But,
take as long as you want.
But the East Coast connection, but, like, being based out of Montreal, I mean, like, the East Coast has such a, like, a DIY scene. Do you find that in Montreal at all, or is it much more polished, or is it, like, a total mix?
There's just a little bit of everything. I mean, they're, like, there are a lot of bands that, like, are very, like, business-minded and sort of, like, upwardly mobile that they would never consider being on, the East Coast. But then there's a lot of people who would, like, do really well somewhere like St. John as like, Montreal. And I also feel like a lot is changing right now with, like, the music industry and, like, the role of the internet and, like, gentrification and, like, the city not being very as friendly to artists and musicians. Like, big cities, artists, like, are very expensive now and, like, what was traditionally artist quarters. And so it's, like, a lot's changed. And just when we played our show in St. John, actually, it was interesting, like, apparently our show with, like, the band Whoopsa that we, like, opened for, they actually said that was their best St. John show ever, and it was, like, the first time more than four people had come, and so it's, like, there's, like...
You're playing right now.
Yeah, and there's a little, we're heartbroken about this, but they're really great too, shout out to them. And, but yeah, so it's like, there's a little bit of, like, excitement right now in St. John, it seems, based on the people we're talking to.
Yeah.
And we'll be really excited to play again, and who knows how things will evolve.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And especially, like, it always drives me nuts when it's, like, you see a band that's, like, doing, they're, like, oh, cross Canada tour, coast to coast, and then you see their tour dates, and they're, like, going to Montreal, and then they're going home. Like, they're,
yeah, that's
they
so
don't,
many bands. That's so,
so
many.
They don't reach the East Coast. Yeah. It drives me insane. Like, it really, because it's also, A, that's not coast to coast. That's a lie.
and then
just like the middle.
It's just the middle of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think a lot of bands kind of abandon the East Coast, but you guys being like so connected, yeah, you're not gonna.
If we promise to tour, does that make it okay?
If we promise, even though you are traders and you live in Montreal. I mean, it's not Toronto.
Oh, Ottawa. So I feel like I'm moving farther east. So I feel like it's good.
Yeah, you know, you're on a good path.
On the right path here. But we were in St. John yesterday, and I was like, oh, we're moving to St. John.
It's like a fun city. I kind of like it there. Yeah, it's like it's gross, but it's really industrial.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Montreal's pretty gross too.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Definitely. Montreal's really gross. It's definitely.
What should come to our gym?
Hey guys. Yeah. I'm a squeeze in.
Oh, right, we're just doing an interview. Yeah. Can you just give us a moment?
No.
Yeah. Can you go?
Thank you. Do you guys know him either?
No.
What's happening?
What it's like to be a real celebrity.
To be like kind of celebrity.
It sounds like you have made it.
We made it. We made it.
Not so you cannot snow.
Can you go?
I love that. Please. That's great.
You're getting better at doing that. That's a hard thing to learn how
it
to
do. Is. My tactic is just like to leave myself instead of just being like, go away.
I know, but we have this thick table. And I don't want to give it up.
Well, that does like, I mean, it does kind of wrap it up. I guess I don't really have any other questions. Like, he can come back over.
Well, we could all just
leave. Yeah, we could all leave.
It was a joke
about
being selected. Probably going to make some comment about our faces or. That's
you guys are like, your outfits are so on point, also.
Thank you.
Really?
That's the little influence of pop.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Because
it's like,
that's why I love pop music, because they like, be on point with your outfit. It's not shameful. Like, you don't have to wear dumpy jeans. Like, turn it up. I say in my dumpy jeans.
That shirt is great though.
It's like great. Yeah.
Where did you find it?
I lived in
Valley Village.
When I lived in New Brunswick, I drank a lot of Cold 45.
Yeah.
Which you can't really get in Quebec, I don't think.
You can, like, which is hilarious because when I went to visit Montreal last summer, I was like, I saw the cans, so I was like, oh my god.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do
you know that?
That's good. That's how you do it.
That was my interview with Tawanda. It's kind of hard to tell what happened at the end there. By the end, the third man came over to our table and very politely said that they complimented their sound, which was, that's why we were yelling. Like, that's what you that's how you approach women. So they were super fun. I'm sorry if that was kind of one of my more rambly interviews. And I really gratuitously included Rosie Gripton complimenting my shirt because I've been obsessed with her since I was 16. I mean, no, I haven't. We grew up in the same town. I don't think that she knows that, though. And I didn't tell her. So they were really fun to hang out with. It was a blast. That was at the Shifty Bit Circus Inferno that happened a couple weeks ago at the Capitol Complex. It was a little of a noisy recording, but that's okay. The din was kind of good. I think at one point someone was kind of yelling about their ex-girlfriend in the background, which just adds some audio flavor to the whole conversation, I like to say. I say that all the time. I'm going to play some of this band that they talked about because they're bands that I love too, like Hagface and Kappa Chow. I'm going to throw them on and we'll probably have some other little tunes for you. Maybe a couple more. It's actually coming up to the end of the hour. Wow, that went by really fast. I'm sad. I want to keep talking to you guys. As always, this is Broadcast and we are 100% FemCon. Thank you all so much for tuning in. As always, you should send me photos of what you're doing while you're listening to my show because I'm always really curious. Don't post it publicly if it's got nudity or, you know, don't post any nudes. I'm gonna play Kappa Chow now. No nudity, please.